window in the NFL only is open for a little while. Everything about the league is set up to encourage parity, from the way the scheduling computer spits out next year's schedule to the way the draft order is determined. It's all designed to keep a dynasty from occurring. And, you know, the Carolina Panthers are just getting going. We haven't done anything yet. We've had a splashy year. And we may win Sunday, we may not. But I think we're going to be a handful moving forward because the Panthers have done it the right way. We've got, as you say, Artie, we've got a coach with the gift of humility, a defensive savant. We've got some marquee players at key positions that are under contract and hopefully more that soon will be. And our general manager, Dave Gettleman, he's a gym rat, a studier of tape, a good evaluator of talent. And, Blake, you know, one of the many ways that Art Chansky is brilliant is that he's kind of a historian. He peels the layers back. And what I would encourage you to think about sports and life in the same way, if you can, as you age. And you know, Art would tell you that now the decision to keep Ron Rivera after a 1-3 start his third year looms as one of the great front office decisions in the history of team sports. Many owners would have been twitchy, but that Jerry Richardson stayed the course he had plotted looks like a great move now.
There are a lot of aspects that we've discussed here that are big aspects that we see, you know, anytime that we're watching the Panthers, maybe we're tuning in just to see Cam, or you see all the pieces that have been put together. Whenever you have seen what you have from the Panthers this year, from doing a little research here on the Broncos, I'm sure, is there something that is a bit off the beaten path that we need to be keeping an eye on that you think could be one way or the other, a determining factor in the game come Sunday?
No, not really. The path is so beaten that really there's not much, there are not many nuggets to mine off of it. I do think Demaryius Thomas and the Bronco receiving core, they've had problems catching the ball cleanly, much as some of the greatly maligned Carolina Panthers have. So whichever receiving core can, you rarely get a chance to re-catch the ball in the NFL. So whichever receiving core can keep the ball off their pads and make clean catches will be huge. Another thing I think is interesting about this game is all season long, the Panthers have been mad at it. We have felt disrespected. But now we've had 2 weeks to discuss, break down, dissect how great the Panthers have been this year. I was on a New York radio station a couple of days ago. They asked me, if the Panthers won this game, do you think the Panthers will be in the discussion for the greatest NFL team of all time? This after people thought we were going to lose to Seattle. Everybody thought Seattle was going to end the dream. So where's Coach Rivera going to get the motivational edge? How are the Panthers going to hitch the red wire and the black wire to the incredible battery pack of paranoia and play this Super Bowl like we've played all the other games this year?
Mick, I will just have to say this before we leave this interview, and thank you so much graciously for your time to speak to everybody back here in Chapel Hill, everybody who still loves you very much, Mickey. Come home when you get a chance, but I think you'll kill them. The Broncos, you know, they have deficiencies in offense that starts with Peyton. They have a tremendous defense, but your offensive line can block them a little better than New England's offensive line can. And I'm afraid to say, in my opinion, Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl in the last 3 years is going to end like the first one did 2 years ago. And, you know, for all the viewers out there, I hope it's a close game, but I just don't see it, Mick.
I hope you're right. I mean, I'd write a personal check for $5,000 right now for a one-point victory because you just never know. But I hope you're right, Artie. And I appreciate so much being able to visit with you and talk a little bit about Panther football with you. And yeah, Chapel Hill is my home base, and I love it there. And I apologize to all my teachers throughout the years for not paying attention. I was in a sugar-induced semi-coma, so I'm sorry. But I appreciate the care that everybody gave me nonetheless.
You were daydreaming about this day that's coming up Sunday, so enjoy it. And we'll be listening, and hope Eugene lets you get a word in edgewise.
Me too. Yeah, I got my thoughtless meanderings have to have a place somewhere, so maybe I can fit them in. I appreciate you guys.